you don't love me. How many times have your kids laid that one on you? Someday when my children are old enough to understand the logic, motivation of a mother, I'll tell them. I loved you enough to bug you about where you were going and what time you'd get home. I loved you enough to let you discover your friend was a creep. I loved you enough to stand over you for 2 hours while you cleaned your bedroom, a job that would have taken me 15 minutes. I loved you enough to ignore what every other mother did or said. I loved you enough to let you stumble, fall, hurt, and fail. I loved you enough to accept you for what you are, not for what I wanted you to be. And most of all, she says, I loved you enough to say no when you hated me for it. Isn't that the description of God's love for mankind? Isaiah wrote in 66:13, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. From the scriptures, we learn some of the ways that God has demonstrated his love for us. God says, I love you enough to reveal my will to you. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. He says, I loved you enough to allow you to choose whether or not you're going to follow my will. Joshua 24:15, Matthew 7:21. He says, I didn't create you to be a robot. I give you the ability to choose. I loved you enough to allow you to decide if you were going to love me in return. See, it wouldn't be love if you were forced to love me. Mark 12:29 and 30. I loved you enough to allow you to experience trials in this life. It is only through trials that your faith can be tested and then you can grow to spiritual maturity. James 1:2 through 4. He says, I loved you enough to prepare an eternal home of bliss for you if you choose to follow. John 14:1 through 6. And he says, I loved you enough to die for you so that you can be saved and live with me in eternity. John 3:16, Romans 6:23. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. This is what God did for us through Jesus Christ, his Son. For Christ suffered once for our sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but being made alive by the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. God said, I love you enough. And his love is more than enough to save us if we only choose to love him in return. Father, we come before you to remember the ultimate and supreme explanation, demonstration of your love. And that was the giving of Jesus Christ, the giving of his life to come and take on the form that we have, to take on the feeling that we have, to take on the pain that we have. And Father, he came also, Father, to live in this life in such a way that he might be the perfect sacrifice. He went through all of those things, Father, without sin. And he did that for us. And then as we sang, he laid down his life. And so, Father, we come today not only in remembrance of what he's done, but we come, Father, to to examine and to re-examine ourselves and to realize that, Father, our life is only valuable when we lay it down for you. And so, Father, we ask for forgiveness where we fail in those situations. And we ask, Father, that as we come today, that it may be a new day in which we lay down our lives before you again. We cast down our crowns. We throw away our desires and our wishes, and we take on your will. So as we remember Christ and remember the body that was abused, and as this bread represents that body, may we remember him as we remember the blood that was shed for our redemption. As this cup represents, we pray, Father, that we will remember our need for salvation, our need for forgiveness, our need for mercy. Father, we beg for it today. For it's in Jesus' name I pray.